The one request Jamesetta Bedford made for her funeral, according to the official on Saturday afternoon, was to have a gospel choir perform to help it feel more uplifting than somber. Even with the quartet from Mount Zion AME Church belting to the heavens, many people in attendance of Bedford's celebration of life found themselves wiping away tears over her death and the community's subsequent loss of a remarkable public servant. Dr. Jim Bedford, Jamesetta's eldest son, delivered the family's eulogy alongside several other prominent community figures and friends of his mother. A psychiatrist with a focus on seeing and treating neurodivergent people, he said his professional path was directly inspired by the care and inclusivity Bedford brought to her professional life and home.
The promise to help other people at all times resonates so deeply with me because my parents exemplified that way of life every single day. To Mom, helping others wasn't an abstract duty. It was the natural outcome of love and empathy. Her impact on our community is so extensive because Mom had time for everyone. Many people have told me she was their main mentor or a significant support person to them.
Pam Heminger is one of those people. She and Jamesetta Bedford met long before both women became local politicians, connecting as mothers of children at Ephesus Elementary School. Heminger said that Bedford helped start a playgroup with other moms to meet more people in the Colony Woods neighborhood, and the friendship between the Bedfords and Hemingers blossomed into annual traditions, like visits during the holidays, that continue even now. And, of course, the pair of Heminger and Bedford both served as school board members and county commissioners before Heminger earned election to Chapel Hill's mayoral office for 4 terms. She said on Saturday of Bedford's local government work,
"She brought balance, common sense, and financial acumen to every board she served on. But she mostly brought empathy and concern for helping those who most needed the support. She led with her heart, and she was truly a professional encourager."
In addition to 3 generations of Bedford's family, members from every elected body, like town councils, boards of education, and her colleagues on the Board of County Commissioners, attended the funeral, alongside many of those in the advocacy community around autism and disability rights. The Bedfords moved to Chapel Hill to help provide more resources and care for their daughter, Shannon, who has severe autism. In lieu of flowers or condolence gifts, the family asked for donations to be made to Camp Royal in Bedford's honor. At the time she began supporting it, the camp in Moncure was the first dedicated to serving autistic children and adults in the U.S. Run through the Autism Society of North Carolina, it provides year-round programming of inclusive camp activities and events, with a proven track record of its campers displaying more confidence and willingness to try new experiences. Lisa Cayley, the executive director of Extraordinary Ventures and fellow parent of an autistic child, said Camp Royal donations in Bedford's name this summer led to 22 scholarships covering campers' cost of attendance. During her comments, Cayley also highlighted Bedford's leadership in the local autistic community's space.
"We see the immense change that she helped create. Our local Autism Society chapter, Camp Royal, Special Needs Advisory Council, and even in her final days, her commitment to the now approved Orange County Crisis Diversion Center will help people for many decades to come."
To help close the ceremony, current Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson awarded the Bedford family a posthumous key to the city for Jamesetta's service to the town in all of its forms. As a resident, as a school board member, and as a county commissioner who helped shape the direction of the local government.
"Through her years of service, she helped unlock real opportunities for children, for families, for neighbors in need, and for many generations who will benefit from the stronger schools, expanded behavioral health programs, and a community that strives to be more welcoming and more just because of her leadership. This key is a small symbol of a very large truth. Chapel Hill is better because Jamesetta Bedford called it home, chose to serve it, and gave so much of herself to it."
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.